unique halachas relating to a year like this when Shabbos is Tisha B'Av. The ninth day of Av falls out on Shabbos, and we push off the fast until Sunday, and more or less everything boils down to the dilemma, Machlokes the Rosh and the Rashba, is it the Pshat that Tisha B'Av really is on Shabbos? That's the real Tisha B'Av this year. It's just that we don't fast until Sunday. Or is it the Pshat that no, Chazal L'chatchila, when they instituted that there should be a Tisha B'Av, in a year when the ninth day of Av falls out on Shabbos, there is no Tisha B'Av on Shabbos.
Historical day of the week?
We do know when it happened. I don't know the details, but it is known. I think it is known exactly when it happened.
I think it was Wednesday, because they wanted to kill the Kamas Hashem, and they weren't able to.
Could be. There is a discussion. Okay, so it all really comes down to that. I told you many times, halacha l'maaseh, how do we paskin? We paskin 95% like the Rashba. We paskin like the Rashba, the Me'ikir Hadin, the real Tisha B'Av this year is on Sunday. Shabbos is not Tisha B'Av. It doesn't exist. Don't attribute any Tisha B'Av to Shabbos. That's how we paskin halacha l'maisa, Me'ikar Hadin, under the hood. But on the outside, we definitely, without question, we definitely have respect for the Shita of the Rosh. Without question, there's respect. Also taking into consideration a little bit, you know, it's Shabbos, it's the ninth day of Av, it is today a little bit Tisha B'Av. Now, how do those things come out? So we'll discuss it. We'll discuss right now, where that comes out much more, the respect that we give the Shita of the Rosh is in regard to the halacha of not learning on Yoni D'Yoyma on Erev Tisha B'Av, or on Tisha B'Av itself. Now, let's understand. Are you allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av? Whenever Tisha B'Av is, let's say this year it's Sunday, right? Let's in a regular year, one of the things that we do not do, it's a minhag, we do not learn Torah on Tisha B'Av. Why? Simcha. Pikudei Hashem Yisharim Mesamchei Lev. The Torah says the Navi, says the Tehillim, not says the Tehillim, that the laws of Hashem are Yashar, they give man Simcha. If you're going to learn a Daf Gemara on Tisha B'Av, you are engaging in matters of Simcha, and Tisha B'Av is not a day to be happy, it's day of Avelos. An Avel does not learn Torah, it's not appropriate, he should be happy, so there is no learning of Torah, unless you learn in Yonah D'Yoyma. You learn Masech Gittin, you learn the various Sugis and Shas, the Halachas, there are certain Sugis and Shas that you want to learn, that discuss the laws of the Chorban, the laws of Avelos. That's the only thing that you're allowed to do on Tisha B'Av. Question. So this year, what do we do on Shabbos? If you follow the sheet of the Rosh, so Shabbos is Tisha B'Av. Although it's true, we're not going to fast. We're not going to fast because you're not allowed to fast on Shabbos. But according to the Rosh, Devarim Shebitzina are in full force. Okay, that's clear. According to the Rosh, man is not allowed to be with his wife on Tisha B'Av. It's Osir. Because this year, because it's Shabbos. Now, we don't pass like that. We don't accept that. We don't follow the Rosh. We follow the Rashba. But the Rosh holds it's the real Tisha B'Av. One of the consequences of Dvarim Shebitzina, you're not allowed to learn. On Shabbos, an Avel is not supposed to learn on Shabbos. An Avel, Rachman Litzan, during Shiva, is not supposed to learn on Shabbos because it's Dvarim Shebitzina. No one knows what you're doing. The only time you're allowed to go learn is if you give a shiur every single Shabbos. If you have a person, every single Shabbos, he gives a daf yomi shir. And Rachman al-Islam, he's in Avelus. Is he allowed to give his daf yomi shir on Shabbos? Yes. Because if he would not give his daf yomi shir on Shabbos, this would be the Avelus Bifar Hesia. But if he's not preparing his daf yomi shir, an Avel is not supposed to learn on Shabbos. He's only allowed to learn in things relating to Avelus, the laws of Avelus, because learning Torah is Dvarim Shebitzina. So therefore, what do we do this year on Tisha B'Av? So it's very, very interesting. I have here the Sefer. This year, Shabbos. Tisha B'Av, we for sure don't learn. Tisha B'Av, we for sure don't learn. Shailas this year on Shabbos. Is it appropriate this year Shabbos to learn whatever your heart's content? So if you learn like the Rashba, then of course you can learn whatever you want to learn. If you learn like the Rashba, the real Tisha B'Av is on Sunday. Shabbos is not Tisha B'Av. You can learn whatever you want to learn. The only question will then be, what about after Mincha? Because after Mincha would then be really, like for us, Erev Tisha B'Av. And there's another halacha that you also, even in a regular year, you're not supposed to learn Erev Tisha B'Av. And indeed, the Ramah says that we do not recite Pirkei Avos this year on Shabbos after Mincha. This is the Ramah. Ramah says there's no, you don't say Pirkei Avos because at least it's called Erev Tisha B'Av. But what about the rest of Shabbos? So the truth is, it's a very, very big machlokes apothek when there's no consensus. Everyone is of the opinion that we follow the Rashba. But for some reason, when it comes to Talmud Torah, for some reason, even though we like the Rashba, we have respect for the Rosh, and it's not a necessity to learn to your heart's content on this year's Shabbos, which is Tisha B'Av. And then you have Chaim Kanievsky says you should not learn on Shabbos. Chazon Ish said you should not, you should be machmir. Other Gedolim as well.
Point is, you can learn.
Don't learn your regular limudim.
Right.
Learn in Yonei D'Yoyma.
Right.
But for many people, it doesn't go so. Many people, you're throwing them off target. They have a Seder Hayoim. They go to, before davening, they go to a Chumashir. They go to a Yaakov Shir. They go to a Halachashir. There are certain things you're accustomed to. You're staring the whole Shabbos. Yeah, so you can learn Hilchos Avelos, Pesach Gittin, this and that. It's not the same. You're throwing a person off balance. Is that what you should do? So he brings down here that a lot of the Gedolei Yisrael, they said that you should lechatchila be machmir and not learn on Shabbos what you're accustomed to learn, but instead you should learn in Yonei D'Yoyma. Other Poskim say, no, it's okay. We follow the Rashba. We follow the Rashba for everything else. B'nogei advarm shebet sina. Man is permitted to his wife. And v'chulim and all other matters, we make 100% like the Rashba. There's no reason why you should not be able to learn to your heart's content on Tisha B'Av whatever you want, especially being that the whole inyan of not learning is only a minug, and especially even the Chofetz Chaim said that Bizman Hazeh, if he had the power, he would be mevatel this halacha. He felt that not learning on Tisha B'Av, on Tisha B'Av itself, has resulted in a zilzal for the day, and it would be better, people should learn, they should learn whatever they want, instead of just walk around and go and engage in Dvarim Batalim, and Sicha Batalim, which lead even to Averis. So since generally this whole concept of not learning on Tisha B'Av is something which is, it's not a Dover Chomor. And the truth is, you should know, you go to these programs, I mean, okay, you'll tell me, you go to these programs, what do they talk the whole day? Darshan the whole day. They're all talking Yon and Yoma. They say good verloch. A lot of the good verloch they say has nothing to do with Tisha B'Av. They go off on tangents, they talk about all this Torah. So we see today, the Minhag Olam is not to go and measure. Is this Shtikl Torah, is this all about Tisha B'Av? Or maybe it's only like 20% Tisha B'Av, and it's 80%, you know, the whole year, a Torah for the whole year round. Yeah. You know, so we're very make in general.
Send in a man, please. Outside.
So maybe, so it should really be, it should be no different. There is room to be lenient. Another issue is, what about a public shir? If you have in a shul, a shir every single Shabbos, every Shabbos, Daf Yomi Shir, and Yaakov Shir. So that, no, Pirkei Avos, that's, I'll get to that in a second. But let's say you have regular Shir in the morning, before Chatzos. You have regular Shir in the morning before Chatzos. So some of the Mepharshim said that even the Chazon Ish and of Chaim Kanievsky and these other Gedolim that said that you're not supposed to learn, they only are referring to learning privately. Only learning privately. But to learn publicly, if you're not going to learn publicly, that would be an avelos bifarhesia. So you are allowed to continue the regular public shiurim. It should not be avelos bifarhesia. The limitation that the Gedolei Yisrael appear to impose upon us, lechatchila, is only when it comes to private learning. There should be a sensitivity that today indeed is Tisha B'Av. Now that's one approach. There's another very interesting idea which changes the dynamics of why learning indeed should not be permitted on Tisha B'Av, even though we follow the sheet of the Rashba. And that is because what's the reason? Are you back? Is the art sites?
Yeah.
Back to the cemetery? Shem Shnav and Aliyah. There's another whole different issue which changes the dynamics, and that is why indeed do we not learn Erev Tisha B'Av? Let's discuss a regular year, a year in which Tisha B'Av falls down in the middle of the week. We don't learn on Tisha B'Av because Pikudei Hashem Yeshar Misamchei Leif. Granted. What about during the 9 days? We should learn the whole 9 days, right? Isn't that make sense? If you're not supposed to have Simcha, don't open up a Gemara. Don't come
it's
to Shir.
Not in Besimcha, so you learn,
learn less. Yeah. Shut idea. Down the Koilo. What?
Three weeks.
Churban the whole year. Because the whole year. Right? In this Avil of the Churban Yerushalayim the whole year.
Now we're talking.
No learning. No learning whatsoever. Right? Let's be machna. So why don't we say that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. Even though it's Takachu that it gives Simcha, Torah is in a league by itself. If that is correct, there's a very big question. Why then is there a restriction of learning Torah Erev Tisha B'Av after Chatzos in a regular year? In a regular year, it's brought down that you're not supposed to learn Torah after Chatzos Erev Tisha B'Av. Why? It's not Tisha B'Av yet. The fast did not begin. It's bad enough that you don't learn Torah on Tisha B'Av. You have to extend it to Erev Tisha B'Av. If you extend it to Erev Tisha B'Av, you might as well extend it to the 9 days. To the 3 weeks, the whole year. Some, in fact, are machmir. but it doesn't make sense. Why Erev? So the place can say a very powerful insight. The reason why you don't learn Torah, Erev Tishrev, after Chatzos, is not because, it's not the same reason why you don't learn Torah on Tisha B'Av. It's because whatever you're going to learn the last 6 hours is going to linger and percolate in your mind into Tisha B'Av. It's like they give the mashal, basar b'cholof. Why do you have to wait 6 hours after you eat meat? It's because the tam is moishech. You still have the flavor of meat in your palate for 6 hours. So if you're going to take milk within 6 hours, it's going to be, to some degree, basar b'cholof. So therefore, Erev Tisha B'Av, really Chazal would give you the full permission. Learn Erev Tisha B'Av after Chatzos. You have 6 hours. You know what 6 hours is? What you could accomplish in 6 hours? Halavai, halavai. Sit down and learn for 6 hours. Who's stopping you? It would be the greatest thing you could possibly do. There's a problem. The problem is if you're going to learn these 6 hours, those thoughts of Torah, if you learn the way you're supposed to learn, are going to percolate. They're going to linger, and the whole next day, or at least in the night, you, when you be laying Eicha, instead of letting Eicha, you're going to be thinking about what you heard at the Shir. You're going to be thinking about the Ketzais, the Taisfis, the Sugya, the Dafyomi. That's not right. When you come in the night of Tisha B'Av and laying Megillas Eicha, Chazal wanted you to devote your entire attention to the words of Eicha. This is the Avodas Hayoyim. The Avodas Hayoyim of Tisha B'Av is Eicha, is Churban. If you're going to have lingering thoughts of Simcha from the last 6 hours, it's going to share what Avelus is all about. So therefore, don't learn Erev Tisha B'Av after Chatzos. Not because of Simcha. Not because of Simcha. It's because of the repercussions, because of the ramifications of what those 6 hours are going to do at night. During Tisha B'Av itself, you already laid Eicha. You did it already. I laid Eicha at night. I daven kinnis. I'm done. It's 12 o'clock. I've said my kinnis. I'm all finished. I have a whole day ahead of me. So, no, maybe I should learn. No, it's not in the spirit of the day to have Simcha. It's an entirely different reason. Daytime, you don't learn because of Simcha. Erev Tishrev is because we don't want to share the Eicha. Therefore, that changes the whole dynamic of why you don't learn on Shabbos, this year Shabbos, when it's Tisha B'Av, Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, even though you'll tell me that we subscribe to the Shita of the Rashba. The Rashba holds that there's no Tisha B'Av on Shabbos. It's gone. It disappeared. So what are we doing? So learn. No, if you're going to learn on Shabbos, that learning is going to linger with you to Mitzvah Shabbos. And you know that the learning on Shabbos is not the learning during the week. When you learn Shabbos, even Friday night, you learn Friday night, the koyach of that learning is different. It lingers with you all the way until Mitzvah Shabbos, all the way until the next day. So it's not because it's Tisha B'Av. It's because it's a practical matter. It's Shabbos. The koyach of learning on Shabbos is different. Rabbi Shur, he's very into this. The learning on Shabbos, the whole, he always speaks about this. The learning on Shabbos is not the learning during the week. When you learn on Shabbos, it's a whole new flavor. It's potent. It sticks with you much, much longer. It's much more powerful. So the poskim here, it's very interesting that these Gedolei Yisrael, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Rav Chaznish, they talk and know what it means to learn. They know what learning means. And they're saying, we follow the Rashba. It's not Tisha B'Av today. There's no Tisha B'Av today on Shabbos. Me'ikra Din, there's no limitation. But you have to also take into consideration that Mitzvah Shabbos and Sunday, you're going to be saying Kinnis. If you're going to learn on Shabbos, it's going to affect your ability to be in the proper frame of mind Mitzvah Shabbos and Sunday morning. Better use the time to engage in learning in Yoni D'Yoyma, and that way you'll be better prepared. There are exceptions. Okay, there are. If you're not going to learn anything, you're going to walk the streets. And if you're learning anyway, it's not on a level like the Chazon Ish. Okay, you read a few little things here and you learn a few. Then the Paiskim say, don't worry, you can learn. Don't worry, you're okay. You're okay. But at least to get an appreciation according to the letter of the law of why it's not a stira to follow the Rashba, and yet don't learn on Shabbos because Shabbos indeed is Tisha B'Av. It's a hachana for what's coming next.
How about the material that you'll have to learn on Tisha?
Of course you can do that. Of course, that's a given. The question over here we mentioned, some people, not everyone is happy with that. You have some very tough customers out there. Okay, they want more. Okay. So that pretty much takes care of learning. Now again, there's one other thing, one of the svar that someone mentioned over here is very, very interesting, is the Ramah. The Ramah, it's not really clear what the Ramah says not to learn Pirkei Avos after Mincha. I'm not sure the exact details, but it seems that some people are chayish that the Ramah really secretly holds of the Rush. There's such a conspiracy theory that the Ramah, you know, he holds from the Rush. He's secretly a believer in the Rush that Shabbos is the real day of Tisha B'Av. We don't follow that. But to go up against the Ramah in public will be a chutzpah for an Ashkenazi. So therefore, since we're all Ashkenazim, and we generally follow the Ramah, so to rebel, the Ramah says that at Erev Tisha B'Av after Chatzos, you don't learn Pirkei Avos, and that we all don't do that. You don't. It's not part of the Seder Gzuntai to learn Pirkei Avos on Shabbos after Chatzos, because obviously we hold, because it's Talmud Torah, and the Ramah is saying after Chatzos is a prohibition to learn Torah, which is disturbing for us to hear these words from the Ramah, because Ikar Hadin, the Rashba, and therefore you should be able to learn. So maybe the Ramah really holds that it's Tisha B'Av, and therefore if it's really Tisha B'Av, Dvarim Shebet Sinna is also, learning is also. So for a person to publicly have a shir on Shabbos would be going up against the Ramah, Biyod Ramah. That's a nusach. Play on the words. It's chutzpah. It's a chutzpah, Biyod Ramah, to disagree with the Ramah. So I told you before, Asar Pumfaker, that when it comes to a shir, if you should be chayish, you should be machne. Don't learn privately, whatever you want. But public shir, that will be avelus bifar hesya. Pumfakert. To have a public shir would be a merida against the Ramah, biyod Ramah, because the Ramah says you don't learn on Shabbos Pirkei Avos, which seems to be an indication that he holds that it's taka osur to learn. because it's Tisha B'Av. It's real Tisha B'Av. So you can't learn. And now you're having a public shiur? And you're a member of the community of Ashkenazim? And your Paisek, the Ramah, tells you that you're not allowed to do this? What a chutzpah. What a chutzpah. So you don't want to listen? Fine. Privately. Go at home, take out your Gemara, and learn, do whatever you want to go do. You have what to be semich on. But to publicly have in Shulah Shir, and you're making a statement that we don't follow the Shitas the Ramah, it's not nice. It's not nice. It's not the Acheretz. You have to be sensitive to your rabbi. So it's a svara that's mamish mikotze el hakotze. Mitzad echad, not to have a shir on Shabbos would be avelus bithar hesia, which even the Rosh would permit. Mitzad sheni, the Ramah says you really shouldn't be learning altogether. And therefore, if you're having a public shir, that's a merida against what the Ramah says in Shulchan Aruch. So what do you do? Okay, yesh v'yesh. It seems, I don't know what people do. It seems that every shul is different. I think most of the shiurim go on at least before Chatzos. Whatever they have daf. I mean, they have daf yomis in all the shuls. I think pretty much they have daf yomis in all the shuls on Shabbos. Before Chatzos, we don't have any issue. Okay, now that pretty much discusses the issue about learning of learning. Okay, now let's go back. Let's go back now to eating. Okay, shalosh. Now this is a very interesting thing. This is a tremendous chiddush. This is off the charts. When do you have to stop eating Shabbos before Tisha B'Av? So what is the meaning? What is the halacha? No one's going to deviate. No one should deviate from the halacha. And that is, you must finish before sunset. You must finish. What about benching? Are you allowed to finish your meal the second you watch b'diyuk, the moment of sunset, you'll finish, stop eating, but you have to bench? So I'll bench after shkia. Yes, you can do that. There's technically no harm done. However, the parts can say you are really in violation of the halacha for a side reason. You have to wash mayim achreinim. Isn't that the halacha? You have to wash. Even a small amount. You're not supposed to. The only reason why we wash only up until the knuckles is because we have no choice. You have to go to the Beis HaKisei, you have no choice. But if you don't, but you're not supposed to put yourself in a situation where you even have to wash that. That's also awesome. It's only a b'di'evit, b'di'evit. You go to the Beis HaKisei, you have no choice. You have to wash to do the minimum. Because you can't make a bracha until you wash. But if you don't have to wash, are you allowed just for fun to put your hand, dip your hand in water on Sha'am Yom Kippur to show up? You're not allowed to. You're not allowed. It's called Ruchitza. You're not allowed to dip your fingers into water on. So therefore, being that when you bench, according to the halacha, whether you do it or not, you should do the whole week, you're supposed to wash Mayim Achroinim. If you're going to finish, you're eating the second before Shkia. And now you're going to first say Shir HaMalos or Al Naros Bavel. What were you talking to say? Shabbos. You say Shir HaMalos, and now you're going to have to wash Mayim Achroinim. You can't wash Mayim Achroinim. It's Tisha B'Av. It's already after Shkia. After Shkia, it's a Savik Bein HaShemashos. Maybe it's already Tisha B'Av. So therefore, you should be Nizhar to finish benching, or at least to finish Mayim Achroinim before Shkia. Okay, now here's a tremendous Chiddush. Now, I don't know if this is correct. It's a dilemma if this is really what Rashi means. I don't have the exact words. I'm not going to go try to decipher for you right now. Time is short. Yes, you can sing Zemiros. You can sing Vashal L'Shudas. There is halacha l'mais, the way we paskin, there is absolutely no limitation. What you eat, you can argue it's hachana. It's hachana. Suda shloim shaita. But you should know that's not so partial because you have to look how the Rambam says it. There's a chilik between the way that expression is used in the Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, and all the Mefarshim, how some of them seem to say, this is a very fascinating dilemma, is that it's only for the first and second Su'udah, but not for Shalosh Su'udahs. The third Su'udah, there are Poiskim, without question, I can't tell you all the names now, I don't remember, that hold that you have to tone down your third meal, because it's Erev Tisha B'Av. It's Erev Tisha B'Av. You have to Abar Shabbos, Suda Shlomo B'Shaitoi. Yeah, that's for the first meal and the second meal. Just because it's Erev Tisha B'Av, and Erev Tisha B'Av also is Chomer, you don't eat meat, you don't drink wine. Shabbos! But the Shalosh Sudois, after Chatzos, That's so simple. Now, that's not the way it's recorded in Shulchan Aruch, it's mashma, even Shalosh Sudos, but it's not the way it's mashma in the Rambam. The Rambam, it's mashma, that Shalosh Sudos, you have to tone down. We don't follow that. We halacha l'maisa, we paskin without question that the third meal, you can do whatever you want. There's no limitation. You can eat meat. You can eat meat. And you can gorge yourself and do whatever you want. There's a question. It's achana. Why is this called achana? If you're having a lavish Shalosh Sudos, why is it not called achana? No, it's not. It's Shabbos. I'm having a good Shabbos meal. You should be careful not to say, eat more to prepare for tomorrow. When you eat your Shalosh Sudos, you have to be careful not to say, the only reason why I'm eating this now is because I'm preparing for tomorrow. That is forbidden. You're not allowed to say those words. But what you can say, but you can eat, of course, you can. There's no limitation, in what you eat. Now here is the chiddush that appears to be said by Rashi, and there's a pilpul, a lot of Torah on this, and this really Rashi had to say. It appears that Rashi might have said that if it's Shabbos, and you're having a Shalosh Sudos, and you're engaging in Tosfos Shabbos, you can keep on eating all the way into the night, until Chatzos Laila. Keep on going. Tosfos Shabbos. Tosfos Shabbos has Kedima over the Tainus. Why stop? Why stop with sunset? Eat when it gets dark until you make Havdalah, until you bench.
On the night.
The Tainus does not begin. In a year like this. Wow, what a chiddush, right? This is not la halacha, Rabbi Yisrael. Don't get carried away. It's not la halacha. But it's a very interesting svara. It's a very interesting svara. And it makes a lot of sense. Shabbos is Shabbos. Shabbos has kedima. If this is what you do on Shabbos, there's something called Tosfos Shabbos. Shabbos does not end until you make bench and you make Havdalah. And therefore, there should be technically no prohibition for you. Look, we do it to a degree. We don't take off our shoes. And also the minig is the big day chol, change into big day chol until this say sakai chavim. Why not? It's the same thing. The same way I'm allowed to sit on a chair, I'm allowed to wear leather shoes, I'm allowed to wear my big day Shabbos until, let's say, every year, every week I hold 92 minutes. Okay, up in the briskas, the real heavyweights. And I wait until Shabbos is over 92 minutes every single week. 9 to make sure the longest week of the year, you go Shosmania is like 95 minutes, maybe just 100 minutes, whatever it is. I wait 100 minutes every single week. You are lechatchila allowed to keep your shoes on, to keep on your Shabbos clothing, and sit in a regular chair until 100 minutes after sunset. By that time, most people already, they finished kinnister, and they finished back home from shul already. 100. Yeah. Is this what you do every single week of the year? If every week of the year you observe, you wait for Mitzvah Shabbos 100 minutes after sunset, you are lechatchila allowed to do that this year, with regard to what? Not taking off your shoes, not sitting on the floor, and not taking off your big day Shabbos. But you're being mezalzel in the laws of Tisha B'Av. You're being mezalzel. The answer is you're not being mezalzel. Shabbos. Shabbos does not end until you recite Havdalah. So just like that's true, that we paskin like this halacha l'maaseh, that you can do this if that's your custom every single week. So therefore, why should it be any different when it comes to eating? Why should it be any different? So we don't go so far because eating is the ikar din. Shalom aleichem. How are you? Eating is the ikar hadin. Eating, that's what a tainus is. So therefore, when it comes, you don't play games. You don't play games when it's shkia, you stop eating, no matter what. And you have to also show bench by that time also with my machreidim. When it comes to sitting on a chair, that's only the minhagim. Sitting on a chair and wearing, you know, the shoes is a serious matter. It is a serious matter wearing shoes, it really is. Big the Shabbos, but these things, it goes to show that it's, we may go. But food, we don't go so far. But the svar is definitely there. What should really be the difference? And there are achronim who have very nice chidushei Torah and they want to be medactic in the words of Rashi. I don't have Rashi in front of me right now. That this indeed is the opinion of Rashi. Unbelievable. That was a chiddush before? Unbelievable chiddush. And then there's the counterattack. They say that's no way, Jose. That's not what Rashi said. You're imagining, you're elucidating to say that you think that's what Rashi says. Read Rashi again, examine his words, examine the context, and there's a very nice pilpul to analyze words of Rashi. Is this really what Rashi means to say that there's such a chiddush? But the svara is definitely a very powerful svara. Now let's come to another very interesting idea.
Can't say sevdo shelishi sevdo mafseket too.
Say it again.
The sevdo shelishi shuma sevdo mafseket.
It's not as the mafsekes. The suda shlishis is not called the suda mafsekes. You can eat whatever you want. A suda mafsekes has very specific halachas. You have to sit on the ground. You have to eat only one cooked dish, and you're not allowed to eat mezame. You have to be alone. It's not cool. There's no limitation on what we do halacha l'maaseh when it comes to shalosh sudas. Now here's the next list before we stop for the break. We want to talk about Rashi. This is very beautiful thing. It's very important you cite. Are you allowed on Shabbos itself? Let's say it's after Shkia for sure. It's sunset, and let's say most of us in this community will not do halacha for at least 50 minutes. I would imagine over here everyone at least waits for 50. Rav Moshe says to wait 50 minutes. So are you allowed during those 5 minutes, I have nothing to do anyway, okay, to change into my weekday clothing? Of course, there's no muksa. We're not dealing with muksa. I'm going to take off my Shabbos clothing and put on my weekday clothing. And what about shoes? Are you allowed to put on your non-leather shoes during those 50 minutes? So you would say no. I mean, I think at first glance, off the bat, you would say it's hachana. How could you do so? First of all, it's Shabbos. There's no avelus on Shabbos. And it's hachana for mitzvah Shabbos. So you would say at first glance, you're not allowed under any condition after sunset to take off your shoes, take off your Shabbos clothing, and prepare for mitzvah Shabbos. It's categorically forbidden, right? Isn't that what you say at first glance? So it's not so simple. What now? When it comes to shoes, you're correct. You are not allowed to take off your leather shoes after sunset until Shabbos is over. That is correct. That is because wearing shoes, the shoes is a full-fledged chelik of the avelos. However, here's a chiddush. Your weekday clothing, me'ikar hadin, the Ramah says, we are supposed to wear weekday clothing on Shabbos Chazoyim. So when you change on Shabbos, it's a wheel that's our minute. The minute today in America, from beginning to end. Broyers, I don't know about broyers. I don't think there's anyone there really left that still does this. I guess someone, I don't think. But Minig America is, you wear on Shabbos, big day Shabbos, Shabbos Chazon, no one does this to anymore. You're not mezalz on Shabbos. But me'ikar hadin, you really should be wearing big day chol. Wearing big day chol is not avelus. It's not avelus. That's what you do during the week, and you just should not wear big day Shabbos. And with some hold, you should be dafka wear big day chol on Shabbos Chazon. So if you change on Shabbos Chazoin from your big day Shabbos, the big day Chol, in the later part of the day, you're not really doing anything wrong. In fact, not only are you not doing anything wrong, you're doing what you really should be doing, Me'ikar Hadin. Because Shabbos Chazoin, the Ramah says, you don't wear big day Shabbos. The Ramah says, you're not supposed to wear big day Shabbos, Shabbos Chazoin. But we don't do that, Bizman Hazem, because in America we wear Big Day Shabbos. But if you were to go and take off your Big Day Shabbos at the end of the day in preparation in advance for Mitzvah Shabbos, as long as you don't say that I'm doing it to prepare for Mitzvah Shabbos, I'm just putting on that Big Day Chol. So you say you're being Mezalzel in the Kedusha of Shabbos? You can't say that. Because technically speaking, Me'ikar Hadin, maybe our own great-grandparents, or great-great-grandparents, they wore on Shabbos Chazon their Big Day Chol. So we're just doing what we anyway should have been doing from the beginning of Shabbos. And it's not a sign of avelus. Wearing the chol is not avelus. It's just that we don't wear big day Shabbos. Wearing Bigdei Shabbos is a violation of Avelos, but wearing Bigdei Chol is not Avelos. There's no Avelos on Shabbos. So technically speaking, there is no prohibition or limitation in taking, changing into Bigdei Chol on Shabbos on the later half of the day after you finish Mincha, you're done with Mincha, and you've eaten your last Suda, you could have an early Mincha. And then you have your Suda, and you're all ready to go. Now there's an hour, 2 hours until Shabbos is over. I want to go get ready. I want to go put on my Bigdei Chol and get ready. It's permitted. Me'ikar Hadin. As long as you don't say it. Hachan is only, because I told you, doing it itself, you're doing what you really should be doing in the Chatchila. But I'm only because of Hachana. Well, when was the last time you ate such a lavish Shalish Sudas? Why isn't eating Shalish Sudas Hachana? When you eat Shalish Sudas, when was the last time you had all this food at Shalish Sudas? Never. You never had this before. Why isn't that Hachana? It's Shabbos. On Shabbos, I'm allowed to have a meal. I'm allowed to have a meal. It happens also to be that this is going to be Hachana. As long as you don't say it, you're not in violation. It's the same thing for putting on Bigdei Chol. I'm putting on Bigdei Chol. It happens to me in my mind. I'm only doing it because of tonight. But I didn't say it. Am I doing anything that's technically wrong? No, because Me'ikar Hadin, this is what I really should be wearing on Shabbos to begin with. So this is a tremendous chiddush. People are under the assumption after Shkia, you're not allowed to change your clothing because it's a Zilzul on Shabbos, it's a Zilzul on Shabbos. No. Clothing you can change. What you can do is you can't change your shoes. That you can't do. You're not allowed to change your shoes until your Shabbos is over, and you're not allowed to sit on the floor either. Sitting on the floor would be a violation. You sit on a chair, you sit in a regular chair, and you have to wear your regular shoes. But as far as changing your clothing, technically that's permitted. That's not called achana, because that's really what you should be doing on Shabbos to begin with. It's a tremendous chiddush. It's a chiddush. People don't do it. You don't see people doing it. People, you know, if you want to be machmer, okay, you can be machmer. You don't have to change your clothing on doing it. Because anyway, we wear a bigdei Shabbos. But if a person does it, he has not done anything wrong. Okay, we'll stop here. Take a short break. What?
Mother wants to know if she can put pajamas on her kid Shabbos in the afternoon.
Because they go to sleep now. They want it.
So he said, because wearing pajamas is lav dafka.
Yeah.
Only a chol b'kazav, maybe.
Okay.
What did the ratio of
pajamas? I don't know. Mamash don't know.
It's very true that it looks than the leather, but it is not leather. It's something, for example, this kind of shoes. It's not leather. You can use it?
Yes.
But it's from Parhesio.
If you wear it during the week, if this is what you wear every single Shabbos, it's fine. It's only when you wear on Shabbos leather and you change into non-leather. That's a problem.
No.
If you wear this on Shabbos,
no.
You don't, then you're not allowed to do it. Then you're deviating from what you normally do. You're not